Downloads of this show are available on Podomatic.com and the Podomatic mobile app.
You are now listening to Lost and Rewound on Radio Free Brooklyn. Time to get embarrassed with us.
Everybody, welcome to another edition of Lost Rewound on Radio Free Brooklyn.
Wow.
Holy moly. A lot of enthusiasm.
Crack.
There, so much enthusiasm.
Let's talk about crack.
Wait. Hey.
No, it's okay. That's a really important trope in my childhood. Did you not? You
crack?
You didn't hear that ever?
Oh, yeah. I feel like you told me this before.
There was a time where I got called a crack baby.
Why?
That's mean, man.
Or Clay Matlin on the bus was like, stop smoking crack-a-lon when I was in seventh grade.
Oh, you had a lot of energy.
Yes.
The deal was he was making light of ADD that you had.
Clearly.
Clearly.
That's what it was.
But then it
You must be on crack, my man. You are too jumpy. You are jumping out of your skin.
The only crack I'm on is the crack that's, I don't know.
Oh. there was a lot of ways that could have degenerated.
Yeah, so we're here every Thursday from 3 to 4 p.m. Mm-hmm. Yucking it up for mm-hmm. you and playing all the old audio from your yesteryears.
Yeah, the oldies. And if you, again, have oldies yourself, we're talking about any old recordings.
Not people.
Yeah, I don't call old people oldies. Is that an insult? Look at those
oldies over there.
I just don't want any old. I don't want to get mailed any oldies.
Stinking up the joint.
Such an
oldies,
Jimmy.
I got a lot of gray hair. So I can't be ageist. Maybe I'm ageist against people my own age.
Yeah.
That's the only thing. Anyway, so if you want to send your clips into the show, you can do so at lostandrewound@radiofreebrooklyn.org.
If you want to contribute at all to the cause of keeping Radio Free Brooklyn alive with financial ease, and so far you have done so, and we continue to tell you to do so, because we always need your kind contributions. Go to radiofreebrooklyn.org/pledge.
Or if you want to donate to us directly, that would be radiofreebrooklyn.org/LAR. I don't know what happened.
That's okay. Allison.
You don't know what possessed you there?
Whenever we begin this, it's like Jimmy and Allison always have two different directions that they're always going in. There's the yes and the yes. And I'm like, the yeah! we all complete each other.
This is
in
true.
A very, very special
this
way.
This is true. If there was another guy that looked like he was going to pass out with a deep voice, I'd be like, can you get rid of this? This is this guy. He's biting off my style.
We have no time to delay, so let us get started with the show.
Today we have a very special guest. It's a young lass I've worked with. She has worked with me with our comedy troupe named Fucked. Some of you may know of them. She has also co-produced two character shows. She is featured in an above average video, which might be my favorite fact. She was a scared mom in Mr. Robot. And right now, currently, is working on two different pilots, and she's hopping constantly on character shows throughout the city in multiple venues. She performs monthly at the Pit in the Boogie Manja team Mom's Night Out. Everybody, ladies and gentlemen, this is Brittany McDonald.
Woo-woo!
Welcome, welcome. welcome.
Here I am.
Here you are.
Ladies and gents.
Rock you like a hurricane.
Rock you like a hurricane.
Yeah. Is that how it goes?
That's not how it goes at all.
It's not? I thought it was.
It goes another way.
It goes,
Here I am.
Baby.
Oh, that song.
Yep.
Oh.
You know, if you need to reprise any more songs, let me know.
I'm talking about puppies. Oh, yeah, puppies.
Puppies, huh?
Yeah.
Oh, well, who won't be about those puppies?
They're talking about puppies?
What about puppies?
It's puppies.
A hurricane of puppies. What would a hurricane of puppies look like? What would be the preferred? Like, what's a Category 1 hurricane or a Category 5
This is your spinoff of Sharknado is Hurricane of Puppies. What would a hurricane of puppies look like?
In a Category 1 versus a Category 5.
Oh. Okay.
That's a question for Brittany, too. Everybody.
How many puppies would be coming at you?
Or what kind of puppies? Like, a 1 would be like a Pomeranian and like a 5 would be like Rottweilers or something?
A Category 1 would be like a lot of little dogs, you know, the ones that you've got to watch out if there's a glue pad around.
Yeah. I feel like, maybe I feel like huskies would be in the middle because they kind of look like if they're swimping around real fast, you know, it looks like.
I was thinking more of how fast puppies were going. So like Category 5 is like blood and bones. One is just like delightful barking, like.
The deal is, you're right. So? You're absolutely right.
The deal is.
I'm going to be the official. I'm the official.
Official of the puppy dog hurricane.
When it comes to it, yeah, I feel like that. Like they would be a very sad event because you'd just be like, "Oh my god!" So, and they'd just be crashing on the ground and stuff. You'd be like trying to catch them out there. So yeah, it would be bad news.
Brittany, you grew up in the Midwest. Did you ever have to deal with any tornadoes or any of that?
No. I mean, they'd always have those like. Woo, you know, maybe they're like, there might be a tornado bomb.
Those woo things.
The sirens.
That's
what it's called. I remember one time there was sirens going off and my sister and I were like, hey, we should watch this. And so we sat on the roof and there was like maybe tornadoes in the distance. I think I was making it up with my eyes, but I thought I saw a tornado.
Wisconsin, Appleton, Wisconsin.
Yeah.
Could not be a more American sounding town name if you tried. Appleton, Wisconsin.
Appleton. It's true.
Appleton. Yeah.
It's like almost like the fake place you make up when you're like, I have to have a fake identity. I'm from Appleton. I'll definitely buy that.
Were your parents all from the Midwest as well?
Yeah.
What kind of professions were they involved in?
My dad was a race car driver.
What?
Again, okay, keep going.
We could just stop.
And I'm out.
Yeah. Appleton, Wisconsin, father's a race car driver. I just saw a tornado, and...
And then, and what?
Your mother.
Oh, my mom works
Your mother?
She works at this, like, really nice, like, mom-and-pop supper club that was, like, right down below the hill from us.
Nice.
Whatever she did in comparison to race car driver was going to pale. So she was just like, I guess I'll work over here, you know, serving dinner.
Basically.
So when it came to getting, like, your first job, did you want to work for either of your parents? Or you were like, nah, I'm doing my own thing?
I did busing for a while, and that was terrifying. And then, I mean, my dad took me out to the racetrack a lot. Like down to the pits and like kept me down there really late at night, even for like a little kid. I think that's the reason why I'm short, honestly. It's because he kept me like stunted my growth at a young age.
Crammed you in the car?
Because he crammed me in the car.
Were you at Speed Racer, like with the monkey in the trunk?
High speed! take a left. go.
That's such a good. That's like the best race car image.
Visual is
that kid and the monkey in the trunk of the Speed Racer car.
Wait, but your dad was a race car driver. Like, made money at race car driving.
I don't really know. I mean, I think it was one of those. I think it's like acting. Like sometimes some gigs you'd be like, "Oh, I got a bunch of money here," but then sometimes you'd be like, where's my money at? You know? I got that money in a while.
So that was your real influence.
What kind of car did he drive? I don't know anything about cars, but I'm interested.
Well, you know how you look at a race car track? You see the like small cars in the middle. It was like, you know, and it's like a 8. He wasn't those.
Okay.
The bigger ones, the stock. I think they're stock cars.
Stock cars.
And it would be like,
around the big track.
So when
I love how your dad's a race car driver. You're like, yeah, you know, not the ones that go.
I should have been an elementary school teacher.
I played Mario Kart recently, so I have to sort of go with, like, was he more of a Koopa or was he a Bowser?
Well, this is the extent of car knowledge on the show. Like, I really I'm the same way. I'm like, yeah, did it look like a gangster would be driving in the 20s, or did it look
in wacky races? Was he the Muttley, yes, or was it like more of the Penelope pit stop?
He actually the other thing he did was, we lived on a cul-de-sac, and the dads of the cul-de-sac for a while would take their driving lawnmowers and have races with those.
Amazing.
Yeah.
My dad was the only one. He would always be in last for some reason, even though he was the only one who's a race car driver. He had like a number on his side.
This is like, you literally have like a sitcom pilot like written about your dad.
Oh, really, truly. It's so stupid.
This has to bleed into a little bit of the love that you had for documenting things as a kid. But more importantly, of your parents, which of the two of them was the big documenter?
Ooh. I don't know. They both, because my mom, she did a lot of community theater stuff. So she's like actor, singer.
Really? Cool.
But my dad also like did accents and like was a goofy guy. And so is my mom. So like they both were like, ooh, we got a camera now. Let's do funny voices behind it.
Did the two of them entertain their family? Like even just the two of them, they didn't have their kids necessarily put on a show for them. The parents could be a part of the show, and it was sort of a collaborative effort.
I guess basically, kind of. After a while, because there's three older sisters, I have three older sisters, so I was a little baby. So we'd always joke that, or they always were joking that I was like the little puppet. Because like there's a couple of videos that I brought.
You were the puppet. That's great.
They were like, do this, Brittany, do that. I didn't bring this one in, but I have another video where they're like, Brittany, do the splits. And I just pop right into them as a baby. And they're like, Brittany, do the booty dance. And I'm like shaking my butt.
Yeah, so you were mentioning the videos. We do have later some videos of which the audio is the more dominant feature. I preview just a little bit of it because we on Lost and Rewound like to keep fresh on the content that we get so that we're not spoiled with what it is before we hear it or see it, if possible.
Spoiled.
So spoiled.
But
from what it seemed like, it sounded like, it looked like, I should say, that there was a fair amount of documentation both at home and on the stage for you. When did you start singing and acting officially?
When you were born. I was a C-section and I just came out singing.
Yeah.
I punched through the belly.
It's a good visual.
That was really rough for your mom.
Yeah. No, she was clapping. She was just like, ooh, girl.
She's a performer. Born star.
In middle school, I was really gung-ho about singing because my sisters were. I think it was fifth grade. I got into this Renaissance musical thing.
Renaissance musical thing.
It was like a supper, and I was a princess. They gave me cheesecake. There was dancing.
I see. Okay, so it's like literal Renaissance fair, but with musical theater undertones.
Yeah. Kind of. It was like a supper. I don't know, but that's when I started fifth grade.
So there was like a harpsichord, and you were just sort of like.
I don't know what this.
You had a pointy hat.
Yeah.
So it was some form of elaborate and graduated dress-up from what you would be otherwise doing at home, but now you're doing it in front of people, and you, I mean, right? Am I getting this right?
You're killing it. Yeah, that's it.
Killing it.
That's awesome. Yeah.
Your sisters were already involved in acting. Is that correct?
Yes.
All of them?
No, not all of them. Just my one sister, Sam.
You were closest with her, and she was the closest to you in age?
Yeah, closest to 5 years.
And you would watch her, you would kind of understand what it meant to be an actor at that age just by watching everybody in your family, really, especially your older sister.
Yeah. Oh, yeah, big time.
What was your breakout role? Like, what can you remember from your first time? We had a show last week we just did about musical theater, so I guess it's sort of fresh on our minds a little bit. But what was, like, the first role for you that you can remember really honing in on?
Well, when I was in middle school, I was an eighth grader, I believe, yeah. And we were able to audition for a high school production of Godspell And I ended up being the like eighth grader that got into the high school production.
Ooh.
So that was like pretty cool.
Fancy.
That was the ticket in. That was the ticket in.
You were cool now, officially cool. Weird because I always felt like being in the play, because I did the school plays as well, but I only did them in high school. I was like, oh, but that's like who gets beat up. It was the opposite effect.
Yes.
People were like, oh, wow, like you're like a funny person. Yes. I want to know you. Yeah, you do want to know me. Later, kid.
Where were you going?
That's exactly how I sounded when I was like 17 as well. And I would say stuff like that. Later, kiddo. People were like, who, you're my age.
he's at his locker and he just opens his locker. The kid's like, where were you going? He was like, I don't know.
We didn't have lockers because it was Brooklyn.
Oh.
Ooh.
Yeah, whoa. You know, I never had a locker in my life. You know, not even once.
No. We could never afford a locker.
Dude.
I had to walk to school bloody feet every goddamn day.
Bloody feet. Oh, no.
Jimmy 72.
They only introduced lockers at my elementary school when I was in sixth grade. Otherwise, it was just cubbies all the way. And then I got to my high school.
God.
Then I got to the middle school, high school I went to in Poughkeepsie, New York, this private school. They don't fucking have any lockers at all. They have cubbies, too. Cubbies and
cubbies. Cubbies in high school?
People can steal shit from cubbies,
like,
though.
Cubbies with, like, how do you protect yourself from stealers?
Stealers. I don't know.
You have a great vocabulary. The Steelers are here.
I'm killing it.
Yeah. I must have been the meeting of when they're making that football team. They're like, let's make the team called the Thieves. No, you know, that's just that's kind of mean to the whole city. What about the Steelers?
What kind of
they steal stuff?
Let's talk about lockers.
And the town is steel. It's good.
Let's talk about lockers. Getting on the real steel of matter here.
Let's not talk about that movie. Hugh Jackman's career.
Please no.
Hanging by a thread.
Oh God, please no.
What?
You ever saw Real Steel? It's a movie where he.
It's the Rock of Sock'em Robot movie.
Yeah. It's like Rocky but with a robot.
It is literally a Rock'em Sock'em Robot movie. That's why
that is actually exactly what it is.
I couldn't believe they did that, but. Hey, they made a Battleship movie, to be fair. So
they all made money, so.
They exactly. Who gives a shit? They all are money.
I want to watch Battleship like right now.
Lockers. Since I didn't have a locker, I'm curious, since all y'all did, it seems, what was the common thread of to what was in your locker at all times, other than just like, you know, your life? I don't know. Like, what did you
notes
decorate?
And candy.
Notes and candy.
Oh, yeah.
I had so many notes. I think mainly I was writing notes to myself. I could be like, you're doing it.
You no, woke up today. Thank God.
Or just thank you. Oh.
You're welcome.
Yeah.
What about you, Jimmy?
I just had my giant friggin' book bag that hurt my back because we had to lug textbooks back and forth from home. Mm-hmm. And so I had a lot of anguish in my bag. And other than that
nothing's
crap
changed.
That I used to have with me.
Or like you
assorted weaponry.
did you decorate on your locker at all?
My bag, I used to draw on it on my bag.
But not in the locker itself.
I didn't have a locker. We established this.
Sorry. Oh, right. Yeah, he did.
I only had
did
a locker in gym, and we changed
I decorated
every semester.
My locker.
Brittany, what about you? What was in your locker?
Well, you know, I remember cleaning it out at the end of the years, or at the end of the year, and there was just a lot of garbage. Just a lot of, like, because I'd quickly open it up, and I'd throw, like, papers in and, like, try to maneuver everything around. So by the end of the year, there was just a lot of papers and wrappers. So I guess I have the Twizzler wrappers in there.
Yeah.
How much candy do people like eat in the suburbs?
Oh my God.
Thing?
It's the only thing you have to do.
I'm just going to stand at my locker. Like when I see these TV shows.
Smarties.
People in high school, there's a lot of drama and not so much of them eating candy all the time. But maybe I'm wrong about this whole world.
The nature of why you're here, Brittany, is that you actually contributed quite a bit of video to us, and I think we should just get started. Throughout the hour, we will just hear / be witness, and the listener will get a chance to come into your world a little bit. I don't really know where to start, but perhaps you could shed some light as to why you picked some of the videos that you contributed to us today. Are you embarrassed by all this?
Yeah, actually,
that's the reason why get embarrassed with us makes the tagline.
Well, before when Allison asked me, I was like, oh, I've got this footage that I know I have that my family makes fun of me for it all the time, It's like they quote it to me all the time. So I was like, oh, that's great. But then I asked my mom and she was like, oh yeah, I've got a bunch of footage. I'm just gonna have to figure out how to get it onto USB. I was like, cool. And then when Christmas came, I actually watched the USB. It was like hours of footage, you know? And I just suddenly felt so embarrassed watching all of it. I think I was blushing the whole time because it's just, I don't know. It's just that it's that time in your life when you're not really comfortable in your skin.
What time?
You mean right now?
Like, well, right now.
Yeah, exactly.
No, the time, like when you're, you know, seven to 13.
Okay.
You know?
But after 13, and your skin is tight because
you're growing too much.
Like yeah. Okay.
Ew. Let me dial up. Busting at the seams. Yeah, busting at the seams.
All right.
Like that. Like that roach in Men in Black. You know, this skin suit is very uncomfortable.
All right. So, but I'm curious because you said that that's when you're awkward the most between 7 and 13, but you're not at all awkward after 13, between 13 and 18.
No way, man. I'm cool. I'm so cool.
Cool as a cucumber.
Cool, cool. Yeah. Were you a cool teenager?
Maybe not. I don't know, actually. I think I thought I was cool, but then when I look at videos of me, I shudder.
It's actually,
like, you know when you watch something that you get embarrassed about and your eyes water up a little bit? They just tear up a little bit because you're so embarrassed.
You mean when you just start sobbing to yourself?
Oh, that's what it is? Is that what it is? It's
crying.
Shit.
This might actually be a good question for the group.
It's just crying.
Is there a time in your life that you look at yourselves in a more earnest light?
When I'm naked.
Touché. Moving on.
No. First one to laugh.
Yeah, he always is.
When I'm naked.
I mean, I was really phrasing it for back in the day, like when you look at...
You threw me a layup, dude. An alley-oop, I'm sorry.
An alley-oop.
I had to jam it down.
So, like, for example, looking at yourself from when you may have been in high school, you could look at yourself a little more earnestly than as opposed to middle school or something. You may not be as embarrassed by the kind of personality you conveyed when you were younger versus that of when you were in college, which I'm in thorough embarrassment about still to this day.
You're embarrassed when you're in college?
I think one of the points of this show is that the longer we keep doing it, the eventual strategy is to become more at peace with the stuff that happens in the past later on, because it takes time for us to be able to look back and listen back and get more of that perspective, because you can only gain more perspective as you get older. So it's like I can't look at myself the same way in college as I look myself in middle school. But that changed because by the time I was in my 20s, I was probably thinking of what happened in college in a much different light than I am now. You have to give yourself 10 years no matter what or something like that, right?
Yeah. I think a big thing too is awareness just of your surroundings and the timing of conversation and everything. Because then when I was watching videos of myself, I was like, why would I say that then? Or why... What am I do? Who, why am I making that weird movement? Like, it's that unawareness of your body.
Oh, my God.
Really the awareness. Yeah.
Is there something that you notice as yourself as an actor in these clips, of some of which we'll get a chance to see? I know that we have a clip of Lost in Yonkers, which we'll have to play later for sure. Something about body language, something about, like, the way that you pivot your body. Is there just, like, one of those, like, tics that you notice about yourself and you're like, oh, my God, stop.
Yeah.
Just stop, Brittany.
At that time, I remember I learned that you had to make your one foot face toward the audience and one foot
out, like in.
Yeah, it's almost like you had to make a little 90-degree angle with
and
your feet.
Pivot.
Which you don't have to do, but it was, so I did that a lot on stage. And I remember there's another part on stage when I got mad. I thrusted my head forward and neck. I thought that was just, I don't know, this is really specific stuff that I noticed, but I just remember that.
I notice all my body language stuff when I watch, like, videos of myself doing stand-up. Yeah. I'm just like, why do you stand like that? Like, it's literally stand-up, and I look at my posture, and I'm just like, oh, God. Like, how do I teach myself to stand differently?
Have you always had that posture, though?
Have I always had the same posture? It's degenerating over the years, as you can see right now.
That's fair.
It's just a slide out of fair the seat.
Turning into
like a slug, yeah. When I stand on stage, I feel like I sort of look like a comma.
Oh, like you pointed up, right?
The commas are always up, as opposed to the
apostrophes. I did a little.
Oh.
A comma. Like a little,
okay.
Oh. As opposed to an apostrophe. Yeah.
They're the same
thing. Because I'm tall and skinny, and you know, comma's longer than an apostrophe, isn't it?
Oh, maybe.
Isn't it a little longer
No.
I feel like also learning how to stand like that on stage is probably like a technique.
Let's get the ruler out.
The ruler.
We need a typeface expert.
We need a typography expert. Okay, so let's get to the first clip here. There's something here called Courtney's Party.
That's right. Uh-huh. Okay.
No, it's okay. We'll get the context
when we
play it.
It's not fucking Joey's party.
No, it's Courtney's party. Who is Courtney?
Oh, Courtney is my, it's Sam, Courtney, Brooke. Sam is Sam is closest to my age, and then Courtney is next. And I think this is the age that Courtney kind of told me to do things, and I would do it.
Okay.
Like, puppety things.
Cool. Let's take a listen.
Marionette-esque.
Get on with your ass.
Look at what
John's
dad gave me.
What? Let's see.
There's like a little.
I see you.
Hey, it's his hand cam.
Hey.
Handy cam.
Hold on. No, stop. Just stand there. Ah!
Okay.
Wait. Hold on. Let's look at this. We're going to make it have babies.
Okay, we're going to have babies here. Clear it out.
They're going to kill us when they thought I was playing with this.
Oh! We got one. I think we're going to have twins.
Hold on, let me find the zoom in crack. Oh, got it.
Okay. My baby's wee.
Brittany to Brittany.
And this is a little Brookie to Brittany one. And to hit babies. And to hit babies.
Back up. They're so cute. Her little legs. Do do do.
They're gonna kill you.
There's my mom.
So there was a lot to take in there from the sounds we were hearing. In the minute or two clip that we were listening to, I heard sounds of Sonic the Hedgehog being played.
Yeah,
I heard Jefferson.
Oh, damn.
Yeah, I unmistakably heard someone lose all their rings. Yeah. Yeah.
There was Jefferson Airplane playing in the background. This is a birthday party with a ton of adults. And
no, it's a graduation.
It's a graduation party.
Sorry, yeah.
Sorry. Okay.
Whose graduation?
Courtney's.
It was Courtney's graduation.
Oh, right.
Joey's.
Courtney's graduation.
You know what?
Tons of adults there. Tons of adults there. And then you're there with one of your sisters, and you are playing with stuffed animals. And seems to be a ladybug that when you opened up the Velcro bottom, you got these two little ladybugs, and you were playing with them.
Clear it out! Oh, baby.
Yeah, voice was awesome.
Clear it out, we're going to have babies.
That was good. I noticed right away. I'm like, oh, look, she's doing a voice. She's doing a character right now. That was funny.
And then there was the two piggy banks that said Wisconsin Savings that you had involved there. It just reminded me so much of whenever I, as a child, or even when I was up until like 18, probably, knowing me, to just like create stuffed animal like toys and just like interact with each other. I remember, like, I used to pretend to wrestle my stuffed animals. Like, I just would practice, like, wrestling moves on them.
Is this a euphemism for you humping them?
I'm sorry. I think I had like a Tiny Toon Adventures like pack of stuffed animals, and I would have them like suplex and body slam each other.
Okay, I'm sorry. It's just a friend of mine. He used to tell me stories about humping this big teddy bear.
Oh, no, no.
This is how we found out about sexuality.
I never had anything that big.
And then apparently someone else we knew like walked in on him, and he was going at it with like a big gorilla.
No. Oh, man. Oh, man. There's got to be a name for that.
And I think he had, and I'm pretty sure he had a scarf tied around his waist.
Oh, goodness.
Why?
Why a scarf?
I don't know, but that's something that makes the story so real.
Did you have a similar, like with your like stuffed animals, you would, or toys, you would just like create voices and like make stupid stuff?
The biggest thing was I had stepbrothers, and so I have a sister named Sam, but my stepbrother was also named Sam, so we called him Little Sam. Little Sam and I would play Zelda and like all the like Mortal Kombat stuff. So he had a lot of little action figures and like Dragon Ball Z ones too. So it would be this huge world of like all these different sort of, and then my Barbies would kind of come into play too. And we would, it was very fun. And we would, I remember the biggest noise I'd always make is the psh, psh. Like, because we would get into battles
basically just, you know. There's a reason why Wu-Tang sampled from all those awesome like Chinese kung fu movies. They have the best. Like, they just sound like so perfect. Like, it's in, yeah. All right. I see your talent, young one. talent in yelling. It is the first part of kung fu.
When did your family grow?
Huh?
When did your family grow?
Oh, when I was in first grade.
How'd you take that?
I was excited. When I found out my parents were getting divorced, my best friend, who was across the street from me in the cul-de-sac, Molly, her parents were divorced when she was a baby. So I was like, Molly, guess what? She's like, what? I was like, my parents are also getting a divorce. She's like, that's not a good thing. Like, but we're the same now.
That's impressive. I don't think I've ever heard
two houses.
Well, guess what? I was just in a car crash. Oh, my God.
We're the same now.
I killed someone too.
I fell down a flight of stairs.
Let's take a quick break. And then when we come back, we're going to be enjoying more of these delicious sounds from the world of Brittany Lee McDonald. Brittany Lee McDonald, or do you prefer just Brittany McDonald?
Yes, Brittany Lee McDonald is the thing it has to be.
Is the thing it
BLD.
Has to be.
BLD.
BLD.
Bleed. Like,
this is Lost and Rewound.
Because there's already a Brittany McDonald.
Radio yes. Free Brooklyn.
Yeah. She's like a swimsuit lady. That's not me.
Continuing to hang out with us, our guest this week for Lost and Rewound is once again Brittany McDonald, actor, comedian, performer, and
songstress,
character,
piece of shit,
beatboxer. Oh, whoa!
Yeah. Oh, nice.
Oh, you guys,
buttload of crap.
Let's
I was hoping you'd be like, yeah.
Let's dive into the next clip right now. But tell us, you know, you were mentioning a little bit before the break about your expansion of the family. How did that affect family vacations?
Ooh, well, we used to do Florida all the time. We used to do Florida, you know, once a year. But then we didn't really do, we went to like Wisconsin Dells.
What are the Wisconsin Dells?
Wisconsin Dells is like a huge water park thing.
It was just a, so it was a water park that you just go to for the day. Well,
it was
every...
like a, it was a it's just like basically a town, and there's like a bunch of haunted houses everywhere sometimes, and then there's water parks sometimes. Everywhere.
Does a crack house count as a haunted house?
It's not once a year. It's probably some crack houses.
Yeah, because I would sometimes people are like, oh, that house over there.
It's a haunted house.
That's haunted. And I'm like, yeah, a lot of ghosts over there.
Oh God. No, it was a pretty cool town. It's very kitschy.
And this clip that we're about to listen to, is this Florida or is this where?
Oh, this is Wisconsin.
This is in Wisconsin.
This is like a beach somewhere. I don't even know.
That's cool. We're looking at a beach right now in Wisconsin. The visual, you're walking on the beach, and we're about to hear. We want to set this up a little bit, or should we just play it?
Well, I mean, you very clearly from afar see me seeing something on the ground, and I pick it up, and then I start running towards the camera, towards my mom, very excitedly.
When is this again?
When is this? I think I was like 11? No.
Okay.
9, 10, 11.
Beautiful.
Mom, really pretty. It's a monarch wing.
Found it on the ground.
Very pretty. Is it soft?
Yes. Pretty soft. Feel a butterfly.
Yeah.
I feel the bones.
Yeah, it's a good.
Looks so fake. Cool. I'm bringing it home.
Okay.
Did you say you could feel the bones?
Yeah.
I could feel the vibrations of the shore.
I know. Looks so fake. It's just like...
I'm bringing it
so
home.
My thought process. It's so soft. Like, I'm like drooling. I'm drooling with excitement.
Did you like looking...
And fascination.
Like, you had a thing for scavenging.
Yeah, you know, like everyone like picking up rocks, I think.
So you had a thing for scavenging the corpses of animals.
Yeah.
Or at least body parts.
Have you guys ever touched a butterfly wing?
No,
because
really I know soft. That when you touch it, they die.
Oh,
what?
The oil from your fingers.
Oh,
apparently.
But it already was. It was on the ground.
It's already dead. Well,
no, it was already
just
dead.
The wing.
Well, that's why when you're like, oh my God, look at this, and you just
there was
you
like
just,
a
you just Lenny that butterfly.
I'm a little origami.
I think some other butterfly up there was like, hey Bob, she's got your wing, Bob. Bob.
Yeah, I still got it.
You still have it?
It's a bookmark.
One of my
really?
Favorite pastimes.
Did you laminate it?
Huh?
No, I was going to say one of my favorite pastimes on a beach was farming for hermit crabs and putting them back, but just like how many hermit crabs
you
I could
collect.
At the Long Island Sound.
Wow, look at you. I definitely...
You're really proud of that.
I still...
Well, you know me. Just...
There's a reason why I'm not the comedic talent on this show. I'm just bringing the...
Making it real.
You are the engine.
let's take a listen to... This is you and your sisters, and you're doing a little bit of voice work here.
Oh, yep. Let's do this.
Okay.
Strap yourself in.
Wait, I gotta get close.
What you gotta do if you wanna get a kiss is act real cool and make it move like this. Oh, oh no, boom, boom.
Oh, I see. So if I take your advice, you make the bad neck move and act real smooth.
No.
Okay, just back.
Now,
Now, what's that rule?
Very cool. Okay,
now, Brittany, you're gonna say, "What's up, yo?"
What's up, yo?
No, safety.
This is so cute.
Come on, safety. Come on.
Adorable.
That's something else.
You guys look so much alike, you and your sister.
All of y'all. The four sisters look very similar. Very similar. That's amazing.
Yeah.
Uncanny.
What's up, yo?
That whole thing, that's from The Simpsons. It's Homer and the dad. And that was just one of our things. But that voice in particular is the grandpa voice.
This is the grandpa voice right here. And I would do this. I like learned that I could do that in, I think, like first grade or something.
I remember like the fifth grade buddies really took a liking to me because I could do that voice.
Yeah.
So people used to love voices. Yeah. Yeah. Oh yeah.
I sat with them at lunch and they were like, Brittany, do the grandpa voice. And I'd be like, okay. Hi guys. I'm your grandpa. Whoa.
I think we should all try to do a little bit of grandpa voice right now.
Why would you ever want to talk in an old man voice?
You almost have to completely destroy your voice to do it.
Well, I only have one exact replica of a grandfather that I could go with. And it's just this voice here. It's just a very absolute New York voice.
Yeah, I was going to say, it's just like a clap.
It's just like doing this. You're going like Mo from The Simpsons.
Classically.
If Mo and... No, I'm not going to try. They're a bend over. Bend over here. Nah, what about you, Allison? Tell us your grandpa voice.
All right, well, it sounds a little something like this, okay? I've always had it. I don't know. It's my morning voice. Oh, depends. On sale, huh? 50 cents.
So it sounds like to me that we all have a very distinct voice of the grandfather variety.
Oh my God, that's a great band name. The Grandfather Variety.
The Grandfather.
Let's make a band.
The Grandfather Variety Hour.
Brought to you by
all the grandpas you've always wanted.
Weathers Originals. So they still taste good after all these years.
They're brought to you by Bill Cream.
Let's go play hopscotch.
Grandpa, you want a butterscotch out of my packet? I don't know where the wrappers are.
The rappers.
Okay. We got to play this next clip for what maybe we were talking a little bit about Lost in Yonkers. I have no idea what this show is about, but you played, according to your notes prepping for this, you were in freshman year in high school and you were playing an 80-year-old German woman who hated everybody.
Sounds about right.
But typecast. What the fuck is the plot of this show?
Ooh.
Whoa, boo, whoa,
I barely remember.
I knew that.
I didn't realize I was putting you on the spot.
I think it's basically this old woman has an apartment house something. Trying to find the summary from the sky.
I'm looking for two. Where is it?
They're miming, grabbing
and
at the
sky. She lives with her daughter, and she has nephews that need a place to stay. So... basically, she's got a really lonely life, but her family's coming in trying to get in her life, and she doesn't like it.
It's gold.
All right.
I'm going to put you on Broadway.
And this scene with you and the actress who's playing your daughter?
Yeah, Bella.
Okay.
I think her name's Bella.
All right.
It's one thing I remember.
Let's hear it.
Is there something else you dreamed of? 75,000. Go take it. Won't last too long. You're both at the steel again to keep alive.
Just a very short, that very dramatic clip there.
She's great.
Got a good gym impression there. And she's making fun of my slouch.
That's the peak of the show right there, where like clearly there's a little bit of animosity between mother and daughter.
Oh, I know. I was getting stressed out right now just watching it.
Uh-huh.
So well, you weren't doing a German accent though, right?
Well, I remember, yeah. It was like this, I... All that,
you heard it.
It was like, what are you doing? What do you? Because I really just every time I saw a W, I literally cross it off and put a V. I was trying too hard to do that accent.
That I think it ended up being a little. Steal from me?
What are you doing?
Did you steal my money?
So I remember just being so nervous about the accent that I got so still. And I was like, you know what I mean? If you go down the street, you won't be able to come back. Like. I don't know what I just said. You're doing it not bad right now. What you walk down this? And so
this is so bad.
I know this is right now. The whole thing's just like wah, 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 wah. Yeah, and I remember that part in particular. I take a water and I splash it at my daughter. Mm-hmm. And remember the sound effects I was talking about before?
Yeah.
So that time when we were rehearsing it, and even in the show, I couldn't stop myself from going psh. So like I'd be like. What are you talking about? Go! Psh! And like, except for this one that they caught, I didn't do the psh noise, but I couldn't stop myself from doing that sound effect, even though it made its own sound effect.
You're in ninth grade. At that age, you're probably getting into plenty of fights with your one of your parents, at least. So how much do you take from personal experience when it comes to very serious scenes like this? Relatively serious scenes like this.
Yeah. Well, at that time, I never really got into fights with my parents, honestly. If anything, it was like my sisters.
You learned how not to get into fights with your parents.
And your sisters used you as a marionette buffer?
Yeah. Yeah.
Or did you fight you with your sisters?
But like, my way of like fighting with my parents, like there was this one time I like I farted at the dinner table. And my mom was like, Brittany, what do you say? And I go... You're welcome. And she's like, Brittany, what do you say? And I go, thank you. And she's like, you take your food and go up to your room and eat.
Awesome.
So that was like my way. Awesome. That was like.
That was the extent of the fight. How I you fought. Had.
Like, it was Jeez. That like.
Did you
that
eat your food upstairs?
Shit. I did that night. I kept like, and I kept saying like different remarks. Like, I can't even think of another one. Like, hallelujah. Like, I went up the stairs. Looking at me.
I mean, I've had screaming matches with my mother.
Did you ever get sent to your room with or without your dinner?
No. My parents always made sure that I ate.
That's good.
Yeah, they would like, I would eat. But my room was more fun than other places. Yeah. I don't know. It was like, it's like I think honestly, I remember them doing that once. Other places. Like, go to your room. I was like, all right, the PlayStation 2 is. good one, Dad. I was
You're
wondering.
Like, no.
We wanted to get to this last clip of you singing. It ends this tape, and it's you singing opera. Is that correct?
Yeah.
I love
real opera.
So your affirmations are perfect. Yes. So this
Did you know how to sing opera, or were you just trying to sing opera?
Well, you know, I'm not a soprano, so I don't know. Maybe.
Did you take singing lessons?
Yeah, I mean, I was in choir and stuff, and this was me going, I can do this, too, I think.
Beautiful.
I may not be a soprano, but I made a couple of guys sleep with the fishes, if you know what I mean.
I may not be a soprano, but yeah, today I'm a soprano. That's basically how that was. This went. I don't know.
Let's see.
Oh,
I get so nervous.
Oh my god. Okay. So we're laughing for something that no one's going to understand if we don't explain it. So first of all, that was gorgeous.
That was. Can you still sing that high?
Let me try.
Yeah.
See. See.
All right. Beautiful. Yeah.
Oh man.
So that was.
I don't know if, again, for those of you out there that can't see us because we're in a radio show. Your face was priceless. She has some of the best cringe faces listening to herself and watching herself. Just like, she's like, it's like trying not to look, but can't look away. She's hiding behind her shirt.
Now that was when you were in high school and you were what age?
17, 16 or 17.
You are 16, 17. You've never done a solo like this before. After all the times that you were in chorus, this is the first time you're actually doing something like this of
opera. I've sang before, but this is like my first sort of like high note opera. I was very nervous.
You finish with the composition and then everyone starts clapping and then you give a nervous smile and then run.
Like literally. Really, really run down. The heels on? Yeah. How did you run that fast in the
heels?
You
booked it off the stage. It was amazing.
I really did. Amazing. God, and did you guys see that dress?
Yeah.
That was sassy,
sassy opera dress.
I mean, you ran like a drunk chick trying to catch a cab. You were going.
Wow,
Jimmy.
Oh God,
it's
true.
So even when you're seeing something like the videos of here with being sincere, it looks so funny. It looks absurd. But even now, you're tapping into that in your current state as a comedian and a character actor. You have the ability to sort of look at these different silly faces and characters that you made unknowingly when you were a child, and now here you are. I'm trying to make it pretty, but it really seems like, it does seem like there really is a very clear through line.
Yeah, I would say so. I mean, if you're like growing up when being the puppet of like three older girls, then it's kind of like, yeah. You're going to want to be the puppet for, like, directors and everybody else.
Where could the puppet be found these days?
Yeah.
At UCB. It's a spank called Branded Content.
Mm-hmm.
And it's going to be February 15th.
February 15th at the new space. I have not gotten a chance to check out the space since they went in there. Incidentally, I was there when they were selling all the old Pearl Theater stuff, and I just like went and like checked out their garage sale, but I'm curious what it looks like now, especially.
Yeah, it's pretty cool. I kind of like it because instead of like that round where it was at Chelsea, it's just kind of just a proscenium, mm-hmm. basically, because it was the Pearl.
So that's February 15th with a Spank branded comedy.
Yep.
And then you're at the Pit as well, right?
I'm also at the Pit, Boogie Manja, Mom's Night Out, and that next show is February 9th at 9 p.m. at the Pit Loft.
Great. Yay. Awesome. And people could find you all over the web. You BrittanyLeeMcDaniel.com?
Yeah, that's it.
And what's your you got a Twitter?
Oh, yeah. I don't really do it, though.
Okay, don't worry about that.
No, but I don't need to know.
Is there any social media that folks could find you at for any funny photos or words of wisdom?
Website's probably the best because everything's on there.
Brittany Lee McDonald, thank you so much for being here on this week of Lost and Rewound.
Yes, thank you so much for coming out.
Thanks for having me, guys.
Thank you.
Don't forget that our esteemed hosts here have all sorts of creative projects outside of being here on the radio. Our boy Jimmy's going to be tonight at Lovecraft Bar at 8 p.m. He'll also be there again on next Wednesday. And otherwise, you can find him killing it every Monday night at Tilt Bar over here in Bushwick.
Oh, good looking out there, buddy boy.
Open mic, you know what I'm saying? It's a very...
Open mic.
Open to Mickey. Allison, you got anything coming?
I'm moving.
Right. We're going to talk about that. Teasing it for the next episode where we will get a chance to chat a little bit more about what exactly Allison has going on for her up.
The epic journey.
And my Phantom of the Paradise production coming up at the Secret Loft in March is soon come. More information about that coming up. Mm-hmm. In the meantime, we got to get out of here. Thanks again to Brittany.
Thanks, Brittany.
Thanks for having me, guys.
Yeah, thank you so much for coming out.
We're on iTunes, SoundCloud, and lostandrewound.podomatic.com is our main site. We will see and hear you all next week. Thanks so much for checking us out here on Radio Free Brooklyn.
Come and get embarrassed with us.
Lost and Rewound.
Well, I suppose it does.